Balance is the perfect state of still water. Let that be our model. It remains quiet within and is not disturbed on the surface. Confucius. Hello and welcome to Yoga with Melissa 354. This is our back to school series and we are doing a yoga class on balance today. This is real yoga for real people so you can move better, feel better, and connect with your true nature. Today we are filming in Uplands. The storms have passed but it has been raining ever since, and it continues to rain. We're going to probably be filming between the raindrops today. You can see that there are puddles everywhere. We're filming between the puddles too. So we are committed, just like you guys are all committed to your yoga practice. I have a testimonial for you today from Gwenda from Perth, Australia, and she sent us a speak pipe message.
Hi Melissa, my name is Gwenda. I'm speaking to you from Perth, Western Australia, down under, as it's known in your part of the world. Melissa, I have been absolutely delighted to have come across you and your way of teaching yoga and the beautiful life lessons, daily practices that you introduce to those of us who stop by your site. I thank you very much. It's made a very big difference to me. And it's been a wonderful grace for me on days where life's maybe not what I would like it to be, or perhaps I've simply just been needing some time out for myself. I'm very grateful to have come across you, and who knows, one day the universe might just allow for us to meet person to person. I wish you all the very best in your endeavours every day, and I was also very glad to hear your talk that you too get to a stage where you're burnt out or had enough, and even though yoga is wonderful and it's your passion, that sometimes we need a break from our passion. I was very relieved to hear that. So namaste to you, Melissa. Until next time, bye for now.
Thank you, Gwenda, and all of you who take the time to send a SpeakPipe message, and thank you to all of you who leave your comments on iTunes and YouTube and Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, my website, and as always, the most in-depth conversations happen in our membership community. Thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I am wearing long black leggings and a bamboo Just Be long sleeve top. We're going to begin with our peace mantra. You can bring your hands together at your heart center. We'll make space with breath and a sigh. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahano Bhunaktu Sahavīryam Karvavahai Tejasvina Vavidvishavamastu. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So that mantra means protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we work together for the good of the union of all. May our learning be luminous and purposeful. May we live in harmony. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. So I'll get you to lie down on your backs with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor to make the transition from the busyness of our day-to-day life to the to the inward focus of our yoga practice. So the dogs are loving the puddles up here. We're going to lie down with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. I'll just show you what that looks like. You know, place your hands on your belly. So actually, I forgot to say about props for today. So thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props. We're really probably only going to need your yoga mat today. I'm using like lots of layers just to create some insulation between me and the ground, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later. If balance is a real challenge for you, I would recommend practicing close to a wall or having a chair close by so you have that extra stability and just a prop close by to give you that extra support. So you stay here, I will sit up and lead you through this transition to help to turn you inward and to help to connect you to the ground and just to release some tension before you begin your yoga practice here. So begin by feeling the support of the earth underneath you. Feel the ground underneath you. And allow yourself to relax and let go into that support, release, and dissolve into the earth underneath you. Feel your feet, your buttocks, your ribs, your shoulders, your elbows, and your head, and allow them to sink down into the ground. Each time you breathe out, allow yourself to dissolve into the ground a little bit more deeply. So become aware of your physical body. Notice your feet and your legs, your buttocks, your belly, your low back, your ribs, your chest, your arms, your neck, and your head. And notice how your whole body is resting into the ground. Each time you breathe out, allow your body to sink more deeply into the ground. So today's class is about balance. And balance is your body's ability to be able to maintain your body's center of mass over a base of support. So as you rest here into the ground, feel the support of the earth underneath you. Feel your body being supported by the earth. And as you rest back here, feeling the support of the earth underneath you, think about your relationship to balance and begin to form your intention. What is it that you would like to receive from your yoga practice today? What is it that you are trying to create, sustain, or release in your life right now? And how can your yoga practice help you to do that? And then once you've formed your intention, you're going to stay lying on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. So your balance system is the result of three systems. three systems in your body. Your vestibular system, and we're going to talk about each one of these as we go. Your vestibular system, your proprioceptive system, and your vision system. So as you lie here with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor, and you're going to begin to roll your head from side to side. So breathe in here. Breathe out, roll your head to the left. And then breathe in center. And breathe out, roll your head to the right. Breathe in center. Breathe out, roll your head to the other side. So as you roll your head from side to side here, become aware of your inner ears. And particularly the fluid balance in your inner ears, and see if you can notice the balance of your fluid rolling from side to side as you roll your head from side to side. This is your vestibular system. And it dramatically impacts your balance. We're going to talk a lot about it throughout this class, and we're going to experience it in a very hands-on way, in a very practical way throughout the class as well. Basically, any kind of head movement, side to side, up and down, in space, stimulates your vestibular system. So you could also be moving your head up and down here. We're just going to do side to side here though. Okay, so proprioception is your awareness of your body in space. This comes in through your sense organs and your skin. Also through your muscles, your joints, your tendons, your tissues, and it travels through your nervous system to your brain. So we could stimulate your vestibular, your proprioceptive system right now by making a change to your proprioceptive system. That is by lifting one leg. So that dramatically changes the proprioception here. So you've got one leg on the ground, one leg up now. And you can notice how this changes everything. And you can do that on the other side. So just notice what kind of message this sends to your brain about your stability on the ground, about where your body is in space, about your joints, your muscles. Could also do it with your arms, lifting your opposite arm and leg. So this is proprioception, your awareness of where your body is in space. And when you do it with your eyes closed, you're tuning into your proprioceptive system even more. So we could put these two together now. If you lift your right arm and your left leg and roll your head to the side, then you're combining your vestibular system and your proprioceptive system. And so you might start to feel a little bit off balance, even though you're lying flat on the ground. And if you close your eyes, you surely might start to feel wobbly because you would be losing the visual input as well, which is another part of your balance system. So your balance is made up of three things. It's made up of your vestibular system, which is in your inner ear, your proprioception, your awareness of your body in space, and your visual system. And we're going to engage all of these today. Oh, and by the way, in case you hadn't noticed, we had to move inside because it was pouring down. And if I was going to be able to use my eyes at all, I was like, well, you can film in the rain, no big deal. But my pants were soaked in about 30 seconds, and then the rain was coming in my eyes so much, I couldn't even keep my eyes open. So no, we couldn't film in the rain. And not only that, but our electronics were getting, they were going to be just destroyed. So practicalities, right? Okay, so that's that. You've experienced all three here. We're going to lie on your side now. So roll over onto your side. I'm going to lie on my left side. Now we're going to do Anantasana, couch pose. So for this, you lie your body on a straight line. And here your proprioception is all along the left side of your body. So this is where your sense organs are receiving information and sending it up to your brain, telling you where you are in space, helping you to balance here. We're actually going to just take your arm straight down and lower your head. And we're going to change the proprioception, take your right arm straight up. And then you're going to add your vestibular system by rolling your head up. That adds that balance challenge, looking, rolling down and rolling up. Rolling down and rolling up. And you'll see how that makes it more of a balance challenge. You just keep doing that as I tell you a little bit more about your vestibular system. Your vestibular system is your inner ear. Your inner ear senses information about motion, equilibrium, and spatial orientation. This information is collected in your inner ear by the utricle, the saccule, and the three semicircular canals. Okay, so we're going to roll over onto the other side. So now you're on your right side in a straight line. And your hips are stacked. And your left arm comes straight up. And just notice when you roll your head, and you engage that vestibular system, what happens to your balance? And if you want to challenge your balance even further here, close off your vision system. So I wanted to say, actually, as we go through this class, if you suffer from vertigo that you're being treated for by a medical doctor, I would encourage you to speak to your medical doctor before doing this class. A lot of these movements, I think, would be probably part of your protocol for improving your vertigo. But just make sure that you have your doctors okay before you start doing it, because it's one of those things where you need to do these movements to help improve your balance, but also it's like a slow as you go, you know, they make you more dizzy before you improve, sort of thing. So make sure you're working with your medical doctor before you start doing these, and or your vertigo, your medical vertigo specialist. There are doctors that specialize in vertigo. Okay, so let's come up into cat pose. And place your hands underneath your shoulders, your knees underneath your hips. If you have wrist issues, you can come up onto fist. That's going to change the proprioception. The sense information is different if you're on your fists or if you're on your palms or if you're on your fists, or you can also protect your wrist by coming onto your forearms. And then the sensory information is going to be very different again for your proprioceptive system. So you're going to choose the position that's best for your wrist. And then you're going to start coming into cat pose. So you're going to exhale round and inhale arch. And you'll see here that you are moving your head in space. And we do this all the time in cat pose. So this is really a great pose to train your body for balance because you're moving your head in space. So you're training your vestibular system here because you're moving your head up and down. And this is stimulating that part of your inner ear, that one that I was telling you about, the three semicircular inner canals, the utricle and the saccule. They're a part of your vestibular system that detect gravity. So that is the information in a linear orientation, so linear movement that we're making right now. And then the semicircular canals, they detect rotational movement. So what we were doing before when we were in couch pose. So let's do the semicircular canal movement now. You're going to take your left arm out to the side, inhale. And then you're going to exhale, rotate and come around. Don't lower your shoulder all the way to the ground. You're going to inhale, come up again. So this is moving your vestibular system, the semicircular canals in your vestibular system. So see how a lot of what we do already in yoga stimulates our vestibular system, trains us for balance. So I think that balance is grossly misunderstood. I don't think people really understand how balance works and how we work balance. So here is a great example of balance training that's happening because of a rotational movement of your head. So this is the semicircular canals of your ear are moving. They're detecting rotational movement. This is training your vestibular system, so it's going to improve your balance. And then you're going to come on to the other side. So what happens in our day-to-day life now is that inhale, reach your right arm up, and exhale, rotate. What happens in our day-to-day life is that our head doesn't move at all. They're stuck in front of screens, and also in cars, we have cameras, so we don't have to look around at all, and we just don't move our head anymore. Whereas when we were kids, we would jump on trampolines, we would go upside down, we would do cartwheels, we would do somersaults. Our head moved a lot, so we had a lot better balance. This is why balance deteriorates with age. It's not because we're aging, it's just because we're not moving our heads anymore. We're not doing cartwheels, we're not doing somersaults, we're not jumping on trampolines, we're not hanging upside down on monkey bars anymore. So our head isn't moving in space. Our vestibular system isn't being stimulated. Okay, come back to the center. Okay, all right. So the next thing we're going to do is balancing table pose. And in this pose, we're going to stimulate our proprioceptive system. So you're going to take your left leg back to the back of the mat and your right hand forward. So here I want you to sense the information coming in from the palms of your hands underneath the left palm and underneath your right knee, your right shin, your right foot. So all that sensory information is coming up through your arm, through your elbow, through your shoulder, going in, and then same through here. All the information through your skin on the top of your foot, through your shin, through your knee, through your leg, through your hip joint, it's all coming in. So you can inhale, reach your right arm up off the ground, and your left leg off the ground. So proprioception is defined as the unconscious perception of movement and spatial orientation arising from stimuli within your body itself. And we receive proprioceptive input from our skin, our muscles, our joints and our sensory receptors that are sensitive to movement and pressure in our connective tissue. So what I want you to do in this pose, actually, with all the poses, you can stay here if this is already a balance challenge. If this is too much, you can always come and lean against the wall. Okay? You can use the wall for extra balance. We're going to be layering on. We're going to challenge your vestibular system. We're going to challenge your proprioceptive system. We're going to challenge your vision system in order to make balance more challenging. So if you think you've got balance covered, I've got something happening here for you today. I'm the Wicked Witch of the West this week. Okay, you're going to lift your right arm and left leg. And what we're going to do, we're going to challenge proprioception by first leaning forward and back. So see how new information is coming now through your joints, through your left wrist, through your left elbow, through your left shoulder joint, through your right knee, through your right hip bone. And your nervous system, your brain has to pick all of that up and help you to balance still. Then I want you to go side to side, kind of circle and move around. So you're really challenging your proprioceptive system. So rock forward and back, lean side to side. And if you fall, that's okay. You're gonna just get back up again. That's no big deal. That's part of balance. Okay, you can probably feel your core working really hard too. So let's come back and take a little break. Just take a little wrist break here. Maybe we'll come up on fists on the other side, so the proprioceptive information is different on this side. So let's come up on fists on this side and see how that changes the information that's coming in for you. So this time you'll reach your right leg back and your left arm forward, and you're going to lift those limbs, and then you're going to challenge your proprioceptive information. So how does that change your balance when the information coming in through your wrist and knee, your elbow, your hip, your shoulders, the muscles in your forearms, your biceps, your triceps, your quads, your hamstrings, your glutes, your core? Keep challenging yourself by moving all around here. And we could, it's unfortunate that it's autumn here and not summer, because we could really also challenge ourselves by changing the surface. So if we were outside, we'd do this on grass. So if you're in Australia and it's summer, do this outside. Go on the grass, go on different surfaces, change the input for your legs and feet. So if you're doing this in the winter, watch it again in the summer. Try it outside, try it on different surfaces. Okay, so we're going to come into side plank. And we're going to challenge your vestibular system again. So let's start on your right side. Take your right elbow underneath your right shoulder. Bend your leg back. Lift your rib cage away from your right shoulder. Bring your right arm up. Left arm up. I'm trying to mirror you, sorry. Okay, so again, we're going to stimulate our vestibular system here. This is your inner ear. And the sense information about motion, equilibrium, and spatial orientation. It's collected in your inner ear by your utricle, your saccule, and the semicircular canals. So we can do this. We do this all the time by this kind of a rotation. Okay, come on over to the other side, and you're going to stuck here. Left elbow underneath your left shoulder. Line up your body in a straight line. Bend your knees back. Lift your rib cage away from your shoulder until your hips come off the ground. Reach your right arm up, and then you're going to rotate. So you're stimulating your vestibular system here. So it's your utricle and your saccule and those three inner semicircles that are sensing that information, the rotational movement and the linear movement there. Okay, you're going to need, if you're on a hard surface like me, you're going to need a soft blanket for underneath your knees on the next one. So I'm going to get a blanket, and we're going to come into lunge pose. So put the blanket folded where your knees are going to be. And then this one, we're going to be coming from lunge sort of up to standing. Okay, all right, so you're going to stand on your knees and you're going to walk your left leg forward. And here, just take a moment to connect with your proprioceptive system. So your proprioceptive system is sensed by your entire nervous system. Inside each muscle and joint, you have tiny, tiny meters called muscle spindles and Golgi tendons that are constantly measuring the amount of tension and degree of contraction that are happening. So this information travels up your spinal cord through your spinal cerebral tract and makes its way to your cerebellum. How do you pronounce that? Cerebellum. I'm not sure what's. You guys can correct me. Actually, you won't be able to correct me in comments. Maybe on a speak pipe. Cerebellum? I read it all the time. I'm really not sure how to pronounce it. So your cerebellum accepts the information from your skin, your muscles, and your joints throughout your whole body and calculates where your body should be in space. So this is why, your balance goes when you go on an uneven surface, like, so it's all of a sudden not sure where you are in space and then you fall. That's where balance goes. So here you're sensing that information that's coming up through your feet. This is why yoga is so great, because we do it in our bare feet. It opens up those sense organs on the bottom of our feet. Feel it through the bottom of your shin and the top of your foot. And here we're just going to move. We're going to come upright. And we're going to give our proprioceptive system a little bit of information, just rocking back and forth a little bit. So we do this all the time too, rocking back and forth. So now you're giving your proprioceptive system more information, and you'll notice that balance becomes more of a challenge here. So you're giving more information on through your foot, through your ankle, through your calf, your shin, through your knee joint, through your quad, through your hamstring, through your hip joint, through your glutes, all that's traveling through your nervous system. Then same thing through the top of your shin, the top of your foot, your back knee joint, your quad, through the front of your hip. All that information is going up to your cerebellum. We're going to land on that pronunciation. Okay, so here you could use a chair if you're struggling with your balance here. And you're going to try this on the other side. So walk your foot through and give yourself a chance to fill in that sensory information first. Allow the proprioceptive information to come in through the ground. Then sink down through your front right foot. And then stack that proprioceptive information. Let it get a little more, so up the ante a bit. So now we're rocking. So it becomes more challenging for your system. And if you really want it to be more challenging, so see when I turned to you, that was a challenge. So now, see, now I've added my vestibular system because I'm rotating my head, see? Case in point. Or you could close your eyes. So because now I've taken my vision out of it. So we're really going to challenge your vestibular system now to figure out where your body is in space by going from lunge up to standing and back down to lunge. Okay, so this is where the rubber meets the road, and this is why we practice yoga, so that we can do these things on the mat, off the mat. This is the kind of sequencing that I think is really important in day-to-day life. So you're going to take a step forward through your left foot, so that's lunge. And then you come up to standing, bring your right knee up, and then you're going to come back down to lunge. Step your left leg back, and you're going to do this on the other side. So right foot forward, lunge, come up, bring your left leg up, balancing here, left leg back, step back. So you're going to do that sequence side to side, and your proprioceptive system has to work quite a challenge for your proprioceptive system to figure out where you are in space. If this is very difficult for you for balance, then you hold on to the wall, okay? Or if it's not hard, you close your eyes. Or if it's not hard, you do it while you turn your head side to side and close your eyes, okay? So, or you get off of an even surface and you get onto an uneven surface, okay? Change it up, make the proprioceptive input more difficult for you. Okay, good. Next one, you come up to standing and you stay up standing. Okay, from standing, we're going to do chair pose or Utkatasana. And we're going to see how your visual system really plays into your balance. So take your feet, lift and spread your toes, and lengthen your legs out long in front of you. Bring your arms out in front, inhale, exhale, sit back. And then what I want you to do is close your eyes and notice how that changes your balance. Okay, so let's change the proprioception here and see. You can choose to keep your eyes closed here, or you can open your eyes to do it. The proprioception we're going to change is just lifting your heels. This really changes what's happening through your ankles, your knees, and your hips, especially if you have your eyes closed. And then lower your heels down And make your way up to standing. Good. Okay. So we're going to check in with those three balance systems in tree pose. Let's start on your left leg. Turn your right toes out. And you're going to... So oftentimes in tree pose, I ask you to lock your vision into place. So that's why we do it, so that you... I think I didn't tell you about your vision. Did I? I didn't say anything about the rods and cones yet, did I? Okay, let's do that here then. Okay, so let's do that in tree pose then. So oftentimes I'll tell you to lock your eyes into place to find a point of focus on, because that will help you with your balance. So let's do that in tree pose, and I'll tell you why that works. So you'll place your foot either on the ground. So the reason why that works is because you're picking up more proprioceptive information about where your body is in space. As soon as you take your foot off the ground, there's less proprioceptive information through that foot. So bring it up, either below or above or below your knee, and then bring your hands at your heart center. Find that point on the ground that you're going to focus on here. And you can always use a chair or a wall for balance. So as I said, your visual system is really important to balance, because you have sensory receptors in your retina called rods and cones. And when light strikes the rods and cones of your retina, the rods and cones send impulses to your brain that provide visual cues that tell your brain how you are oriented relative to the objects around you. So you can test this right now in tree pose by closing your eyes and just notice how much more challenging balance is as soon as you take away that visual stimulus. Okay, so let's do this on the other side too. So stand on your right foot now. Turn your left toes out. Pick it up off the ground, finding that visual stimulus. And then closing your eyes and noticing what happens to your balance. My rods and cones aren't getting any information. Okay. So see, very important. All right, so let's carry on. You know how much this class is like exciting me? Very much. Okay, I've been so excited about this class. All right, let's do, right. I was gonna do standing knee to chest pose. So you're going to lift your knee up to your chest. So here when you do this, and we're going to go side to side. When you do this, you are changing proprioceptive information. You know that now. So the information that's coming into your cerebellum is changing here. The information through your ankle joints, your knee joint, your hip joint is changing. The muscular tension is changing. The tissues are changing. The information that's coming in through the bottom of your foot is changing. So where you are in space is changing. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's changing. So we're going to make this more challenging. Are you ready? You can stay here. You can stay with this. This might be enough. The proprioceptive changes might be enough for your balance where you are right now. But if you want more of a balance challenge, then what you're going to do is as you lift your right knee, you're going to look to the right. And as you lift your left knee, you're going to look to the left. So now you're engaging your vestibular system. And all of a sudden, balance becomes more of a challenge because you've just disrupted your inner ear. So this has real life implications because when you are moving around outside, your visual field is changing, just like it is now when you're looking around. And you're not just, like, when we practice yoga, we tend to do it in a very controlled environment. Boy, people who think I talk too much are really going to think I talk too much today. It's been nonstop talking. Educating, as one of my kind students said, I'm educating. So when you're outside and in your day-to-day life, this is the truth of the matter. Your vestibular system is being engaged. And when that proprioceptive field changes, as it does, as you step off a curb on a sidewalk that you didn't expect to be there, as you're looking over your shoulder because somebody called your name, if you've been practicing in a controlled environment all the time, where you're not challenging your vestibular system, where you're not challenging your proprioceptive system, you're gonna fall. You're gonna lose balance. But if you challenge your proprioceptive system in your vestibular system like this, then you have a better chance of not falling. When somebody calls your name and you weren't aware of the curb, as you look over your shoulder and your proprioceptive field changes. Make sense? Okay, good. All right. We're going to change our proprioception again. We're going to come from mountain and we're going to step back into high lunge. Come back up to mountain, step back into high lunge. So here you're challenging your proprioceptive input. There's a lot of input coming through your feet, through your ankles, through your knees, up through your hips, traveling through that nervous system into your brain. And if you wanted to challenge yourself more, you could try it with your eyes closed. That's weird. It feels so weird with my eyes closed. I cheated. I opened my eyes. I don't want to do it with my eyes closed. See, it's self-preservation. Eyes open. Okay, really good. Really good. We're going to do another one for proprioception where we come from mountain to chair up to tree. So mountain to chair to tree. So see how the proprioceptive information just keeps changing. So you could try this with your eyes closed. Be really great if you could try it on a surface other than a flat one. Let's try it on your other side. Mountain, chair, tree. Mountain, chair, tree. Now try it with your eyes closed. Mountain, chair, tree, mountain, chair. And one more. Good. All right. We're going to come into downward facing dog. So stand at the top of your mat. Inhale, take your arms up. Exhale, fold forward. And step back into Adho Mukha Svanasana. Let your head hang here. So move your head all over in space here. This is a great example of your vestibular system being engaged. Your head moving in space. And we do this a lot in yoga with inversions. So you don't have to do fancy pants inversions. An inversion is simple as downward facing dog. Moving your head vertically and rotationally. Just moving your head all around is really great. If you have one of those inversion swings, that's great. But if you don't, see, this is just as good. Okay, and then you can release that. Come down. You're going to need your blanket for underneath your knees again, or you can roll up your mat. Okay, we're going to do lunge pose again. So walk your left leg through, lean forward. Bring your right arm up, lean back. And here, okay, I'm going to give two options here. I have a cervical neck injury from car accidents with whiplash, so I can't do that. But what you're going to do is you're going to nod your head up and down, look down at the ground, look up at the ceiling. If you too have a cervical neck injury, for whatever reason, what you're going to do instead is just look up at the ceiling and look down at the ground. So the idea is to stimulate your head by moving it vertically. But if you can't do that, you're just going to move your eyes. And then take your right elbow to the outside of your left knee. Come into a rotation here. And you could look down at your foot and up at the ceiling here. Down at your foot, up at the ceiling. Look at how that changes the balance. Okay, and then let's do that little sequence on the other side. You're going to step your right leg through. Lift your left arm up. And here again, you're going to move your whole head down to the floor, your whole head up to the ceiling. And if you have a neck injury like me, just your eyes. Eyes down to the floor, eyes up to the ceiling. And then take your elbow to the outside of your knee so you're coming into the twist. And turn your head to look down at your foot on the ground. And then turn your head to look up at the ceiling. Turn your head to look down at your foot. Turn your head to look up at the ceiling. Relax your right shoulder. Keep the tension dropping out of your right shoulder. Keep breathing. Okay, great. Come back to the center and you can put this off to the side. Actually, you know what you can do? You can lay it out a little bit for the last few poses. I like this setup, a little bit more cushion, a little bit more comfort. We're going to just release our hips a little bit here. If pigeon bothers you, you can take eye of the needle on the ground on your back, figure four pose. Otherwise, you're going to do pigeon, right knee forward, left leg reaches back and long, fold forward over your bent right leg. Okay, feel the stability of the ground underneath you. Allow yourself to sink and settle into the ground. And allow your nervous system to settle here too. This class has been very demanding for your nervous system. And then let's come upright and we'll do this on your other side as well. So switch sides. You're gonna slide your left knee forward, your right leg back and long. Fold forward over your bent left leg. And here just focus on dropping and sinking into the ground. Releasing, relaxing and letting go. Slowly, slowly, you're going to make your way out of this pose. And we're going to come into a pose that I'm pretty sure I've never done with you before, but that doesn't mean it's difficult. We'll be able to do it. It's called Balancing Baddha Konasana. You'll have to tell me if you've done it before. You're going to bring the soles of your feet together. So it's Baddha Konasana, bound angle pose. And you balance in it. So you're going to lift your feet up off the ground. Bring the soles of your feet together. I think you actually take them, your hands underneath you here. And it's not very overly challenging to balance in this pose, but what we're going to do, of course, is add some challenges here. So I'm going to actually get you to challenge yourself by Just rocking forward and back a little bit to find that center point. So just challenge your proprioception here. Notice it's, you know, our butt isn't really a point that we balance on too often. Okay. Then challenge yourself by closing your eyes and turning your head from side to side. Great. And then you can let all that go. And I'm going to get you to lie down for corpse pose for Shavasana. So lie down on your back with your palms turned up beside you. You may want to place them on your belly. And this is a really important time in your practice for you to receive your practice, to allow your nervous system to settle, to integrate your practice physically, mentally, especially because we stimulated your brain so much in today's practice, emotionally, energetically. I have a short reading on balance for you today as you continue to rest back in Shavasana by Melody Beattie. Are you balanced? Do you share your time, your energy, your life as much with yourself as you do with those around you? Know your limits. You are one of the most important people you need to look after and love. Balance your time, your energy, your life with those around you. You'll be able to give more freely and joyfully as a result. And you'll be more open to the gifts of the universe. It's not wrong to give to others, but it's okay to say yes to ourselves too. Gradually allow your breath to deepen. Begin to wiggle your fingers and toes. Bend your knees. Roll to your right side. And slowly make your way up to seated for our mudra. You might want to sit on a meditation cushion or a folded blanket for the mudra. You can sit in a chair or kneeling on a block. Today we're going to do the Shanya Mudra. It's used to improve balance. The way you do the Shanya Mudra is you take your middle finger and you bring it down to the base of your thumb, and then you curl your thumb over your middle finger. And then you rest it on your lap. And rest your hands on your lap so that you're not causing strain in your shoulders. So sometimes we take our hands out to our knees and then it pulls our shoulders forward. So make sure that your elbows are dropping directly underneath your shoulders so that you're not causing any strain in your shoulders. And then just spend a moment or two to lean forward and back a little bit to find that center point in your spine. Lengthen up through the back of your skull. Close your eyes. The Shanya Mudra is good for ears, ear aches. It decreases vertigo, tinnitus. So this is everything that we've been talking about with your vestibular system. So you can see why it would be good for balance. This mudra is recommended for short-term use only. So once the desired effect has been realized, it's best to discontinue regular use. So I tell you this in case you think, oh, I'm really not good at balance. I'm going to do this every day in my practice. That would not be a good idea. We'll do it today, and that's great. Or if you have tinnitus, you could use it. But it's good also for when you're traveling, if you get dizziness and vertigo from traveling. But don't put it into your practice and make it your everyday mudra. It's not intended for that, okay? So we'll sit with this for 3 minutes. Thank you. So we'll transition from this mudra into our mantra. And mudra, left palm up, right palm down, making space with breath and a sigh. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So thank you so much for joining me for episode number 354 of Yoga with Melissa, back to school yoga, back to the basics for balance. Appreciate your presence so much. If you like today's show, please give it a thumbs up. If you know somebody who struggles with balance, then feel free to share this with them. We appreciate that also very much. And if you're new to our channel, we put out a brand new show every single Friday. So if you subscribe to our feed, if you subscribe on YouTube or iTunes, then it'll show up in your feed. I want to thank Julian, Linda, Stephanie, Donna, Leah, Eva, Tina, and Joshua for your donations. We appreciate your contribution very much. If you're receiving value from Yoga with Melissa, you can make a donation below. You can also contribute of your time and influence to the direction of future Yoga with Melissa. We're kind of running out of options for the rest of this series now. We're going to do a class on endurance, and then Christine and I are probably going to collab on a class for the last two back to school series classes. Back to, what are we calling this series? Anyway, you get my drift. Anyway, my question, if you want to contribute of your time and influence, you can answer the following question in the comments. What balancing poses do you find the most challenging and why? I'm planning on doing a whole series on balance, and I will include the yoga classes that you find the most, the yoga poses that you find most challenging to balance in these classes, if you let me know in the comments, and I would be happy to do that. And if you would like my back to school list of my 10 essential yoga classes to get you through the back to school season, then go to melissawest.com/354, scroll down to the bottom and put in your email address. Today we focused on balance, and if you want the support of myself, our leadership team, and a community, as well as value-added content that you can do in our membership community this week to take your practice further, then over the next 2 weeks in our daily yoga connection, it's all about balance. Nicole is leading that this over the next 2 weeks. She's one of our leaders. She's chosen short classes for each day of the week, all about balance. We're doing brain yoga breakdown classes for those, great brain yoga classes for them. And then longer classes on the weekend, all to help improve your balance. And all the community members are joining in. There's lots of discussion on the forum about how it's going and how they're noticing it improve their balance. So we'd love to have you join our community, where we have value-added content like the brain yoga breakdown classes, community of like-minded people doing the daily yoga connection every week, cheering each other on about keeping a daily yoga practice up. And where you receive ongoing support in deepening your yoga practice from myself. So I'm moderating the Daily Yoga Connection this week. Our leadership team, like Nicole, who's leading the Daily Yoga Connection this week, and a community online forum where everybody gets involved and talks about their practice. We have weekly live meditation classes. I led two of them yesterday. It was fabulous to get together with people face to face and on video, and also monthly meetups and retreats. So you can click here below to join our membership community. It's always beautiful to welcome you in. So thank you so much for joining us. I'm sending you much love from rainy, beautiful British Columbia, the wet coast, as they say. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forests, and may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.